Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Sam White. Welcome to Detroit Meets the Bard. We're back. I haven't recorded a podcast in a long time. I can't even remember the last podcast we did. It may have been, geez, I literally can't remember. Okay, so I apologize for being away for so long, but we're back with a new year, a new season at Shakespeare in Detroit. For anybody who's listening for the first time, my name is Sam White. I'm the founding artistic and executive director of Shakespeare in Detroit. We are a nonprofit professional site-specific theater in Detroit, Michigan. We're actually, that I'm aware of, the only classical site-specific theater in the state. And we're really excited about that. We pioneered the first ever open-air Shakespeare experience in the city in 2013 with Othello at Grand Circus Park, which was pretty cool and very exciting. And we've done 10 shows so far in 3 seasons. We're gearing up for the 4th season at Shakespeare in Detroit. You can learn more about that by listening to this blog, but also making sure to sign up for our newsletter at shakespeareindetroit.com. I made it so that the name was pretty easy to remember. Again, shakespeareindetroit.com. You can click on the Contact Us tab and then sign up for the newsletter there to get all the latest and greatest about SID or Shakespeare in Detroit. So, yeah, welcome to welcome to Detroit Meets the Bard and welcome to 2017. Happy New Year to everybody out there who's listening live or who listens to this later. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I hope to create a pretty interesting podcast for you. I'm a little bit sick, so my brain isn't functioning the way that it should. So if I'm stumbling over my words, forgive me. But I'm definitely going to give you guys some insider info on the 2017 or the 4th season for Shakespeare in Detroit. I'm anticipating a really awesome season. But I also like to give, if you've listened to this blog before, you know I try to give some of my entrepreneurial insights and share that with you guys, because even if you aren't a Shakespeare connoisseur or a theater geek like myself, I want you to find some value in this podcast. So here we go. Welcome back. As I said, last season, the 2016 season at Shakespeare in Detroit was very, very interesting, to say the least. It was interesting, and it may have been my most difficult season, which I kind of anticipated before the season started, because I know when I was at Tech Town writing my business plan and kind of just preparing to start a business, and even just kind of the research that I did about starting a business or starting a project or doing something new, 3 years is kind of a mark for difficulty and change and evolution for entrepreneurs. Most entrepreneurs don't make it past 18 months. Most entrepreneurs definitely don't make it past 3 years. And so, and for a number of reasons, but I knew it was going to be a really tough year, and it was. It started out, so next week, or this week, I guess, yeah, because this is Sunday, it'll be a year since I had foot surgery, and it was really tough having that foot surgery because I will admit it to you guys, I am very much so a workaholic. I like working. It makes me feel good. Listen, my father was a steel polisher my entire life. He worked in a factory polishing the bumpers and the shiny parts for cars. And so I come from that sort of DNA where you work hard, you work your butt off. And I do that with my theater company and with anything that I put my mind to. So when I decided that I had to have foot surgery, it was jolting. For me, it was jolting, but I had to have it because my feet were killing me. My one foot, my right foot in particular, was killing me. And so I had to have this foot surgery, and I was scared to death. I don't even think I expressed to any of my friends or my family, my boyfriend at the time, how scared I was. I mean, like, ridiculously scared. Scared of the surgery, yeah, because I don't like going under, but more just scared not being able to use all of my body to get work done, whether it's, you know, shopping for props or sitting for a long period of time writing a budget or, you know, going to rehearsals and sitting and being able to do that without being uncomfortable or my foot going numb. You know, I was scared of all of these things, but I had to have it because I was in what became excruciating pain from the foot issues that I was experiencing. So I had foot surgery at the first week of January in 2016, went through that, and I'm telling you guys all of this because what I want all the entrepreneurs out there to understand and to realize is that when you start a business, when you start a project, when you start a nonprofit, when you start anything, your greatest asset is you. Your greatest resource is you. Why? Well, because in the beginning, you probably are going to be the only person working on the project. If you're not the only person, then I'm definitely not the only person who works on Shakespeare in Detroit. I have a great team, Megan, Christine, and Cal, so I'm not the only person working on Shakespeare in Detroit. And then we have an amazing group of actors who work with us as well. I'm not the only one. But, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of all falls on you when you're the founder of something. And so I knew I had to get the foot surgery because in the end it was going to pay off for me because then I'd be 100% again. But in the meantime, just recuperating from the surgery was very painful, physically, mentally, emotionally, and it was a lot. It was a lot. So we had our first show in March of 2016, so a couple weeks after my surgery. Rehearsals began. We did Julius Caesar and As You Like It. We kind of did them simultaneously. So the actors were rehearsing for Julius Caesar, and at the same time, they were keeping As You Like It in the back of their minds. It was also it was an interesting experience to be rehearsing for these two plays at the same time because I don't think we did that one other time two seasons ago when we did Romeo and Juliet and Midsummer Night's Dream at the same time. But those were two separate casts. This cast for Julius Caesar was the exact cast for As You Like It. So, yeah, we were rehearsing for these two shows, mostly for Julius Caesar, and then As You Like It, the idea was to literally be a pop-up, to kind of have an idea of what you were going to say. You knew your cues, but there wasn't a lot of rehearsal for it. In addition, it was a collaboration between Detroit Sessions, which is led by my friend Yvonne Moshuk, and then Detroit Soup, which is kind of one of the first organizations to ever believe in Shakespeare in Detroit and support it with its dollars. Yeah, so I was one of the Detroit Soup winners in 2014, and that allowed me to produce or helped me produce Antony Cleopatra. So I wanted to kind of play homage to the Detroit Soup template, which is you give a certain amount of money, and then you get to watch these wonderful entrepreneurs present their ideas. You get soup and salad, and then the pot of whatever money was collected goes to whoever won the pitch, whatever entrepreneur gave the best pitch. With us, we collected the pot, and then people got soup and salad and all of that. It was great. It was fantastic. As You Like It went really well. There were some challenges with Julius Caesar, but it's all good. You know, I was so happy that I was able to get through those shows not being completely healthy, and we made it. We made it. I learned a lot from that show. I learned a lot. And we moved forward from that show with our next show, which, oh my goodness, I was so happy to get back in the director's chair. I decided that I'm going to probably direct every couple years. So The Merchant of Venice was my show this summer. I got to direct it at New Center Park, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was the coming home of my, who I call my theater husband, Cal, who does our costumes. He and I, when we are together, we are definitely, I would say, I happily and humbly say, a creative force, because the man, I give him the show that I want to do, and he literally can go inside of my brain and see it and create these costumes, which are literally drool-worthy. The audiences were kind of raving, not kind of, they were absolutely raving over his costumes because they were tremendous and beautiful and awesome. We had separated for a little bit during 2016, but then we came back together. It was just like it's always been. He and I are definitely, I would say, the Sonny and Cher of theater. So I was happy to have him back. The show probably saw about, I think it was over 1,700 people came out to see The Merchant of Venice, which wasn't as many as Macbeth last summer in the park, but it was awesome because, I mean, The Merchant of Venice isn't one of those plays that you think of when you think about kind of the masses loving it, I guess. You know, I think that's fair to say. It's not Hamlet. It's not Romeo and Juliet. It's not Mackers, you know, It's The Merchant of Venice, which I personally love, obviously, because I wanted to produce and direct it, and I did. But I was very surprised that 17-plus people came out to see the show, and we got a lot of great feedback about it. It looked good. The artists, my actors were phenomenal. Some veterans of the craft, and some, we had a couple who were just doing it for the first time, and everybody rocked it. I kind of like when those two energies work together, when you have the old and the new feeding off each other, learning from each other, growing from each other, sharing with one another this experience. I think that when you have veteran actors and then you have newer actors, you have that professionalism and you have that training and you have that kind of high caliber performance, but you also, with the newbies, you have that authentic connection to the community. And our summer show is all about community. That's why it's free. And no, if you're listening for the first time, all of our shows are not free. People sometimes get that misconception. That is definitely not the case. That's not a sustainable model, I find. Someone might disagree with me. All of our shows are ticketed, except that July show, which we right now are always in New Center Park doing every season, every summer. So yeah, it was a really interesting year, a lot of ups, like Merchant of Venice, like being able to work with Cal, my costume designer, again. I got to share the Shakespeare in Detroit love through my speaking, which if you've been following the Shakespeare in Detroit journey, you know I travel a lot and speak and get to share the Cid love with audiences in other places, which is awesome and inspiring and wonderful. I'm so grateful for that. But now here we are. It's 2017. Oh, my God. It is 2017. I can't believe it. So crazy how time is flying. And here we go with season four. It's season four for the company. For me, it's season five. Because also, if you followed our journey, you know that while Shakespeare in Detroit started producing its productions in 2013, the journey actually started in 2012 for me and for some of my actors with a venture that we called Shakespeare Against Cancer. And that was dedicated to my aunt, who I lost, my family lost, to pancreatic cancer. I missed her a lot. She loved the arts. She loved kids. So that inspired me to start Shakespeare Against Cancer. And we would go into hospitals and perform for kids who were getting chemotherapy and give them Shakespeare-themed presents or gifts, like, what were some of the gifts? Coloring books with crayons. And then we also had these awesome Shakespeare finger puppets, which we would give out a lot, playing cards, all kind of stuff. Just good fun for kids who really deserved a reprieve from some of the things that they were going through. It was awesome. But season four, officially for Shakespeare in Detroit, is up next. And we're going to kick things off actually next week. We're going to start fundraising for the next two seasons. So I hope that you guys will support. I hope that you will tell all of your friends to support. I hope that you will retweet our fundraiser. I hope that you would share it on Facebook. I hope that you would talk about it on Instagram and Snapchat and at the coffee shop, wherever you go, wherever you are in the analog or digital world. I hope that you would share Shakespeare in Detroit's fundraising goals for the next 2 years. So yeah, we're going to fundraise for 60 days beginning next week for the next two seasons. And that's going to include productions, but also the initiation of us officially doing outreach in 2018. So please support. We need you to support our 2017 and 2018 seasons with a donation. Any amount helps. $1, $5, $50, $100, whatever you can give, it all adds up the same. And so we need you. We need everybody to participate because we depend on the community mostly for the community, being business leaders, being individuals, being organizations, to support us and help make these shows possible each and every season. And, yes, we do apply for grants and things like that, but you don't always get grants. So donors and the people who come to see our shows who are able, we're hoping that you'll support. So please do. And your support will be rewarded with a tax deduction, and we have some awesome prizes, or perks rather, for people who give. So stand by or stay tuned for that. That's coming up first in 2017. That will be followed by our first official show of the season, which is Henry V, which is directed by one of my favorite directors, D.B. Schroeder. He's awesome. He also directed our Macbeth, last season at, or I'm sorry, the season before last at New Center Park. It was nominated for a local award called the Wild Award. His direction was because he's fantastic and awesome. He's also the artistic director of a theater company called Puzzle Piece here in Michigan. Shout out to Puzzle Piece Theater. And so he gets it. He gets it. And I just enjoy him. He's just an awesome director in person. And so here we go again with Henry V. Oh, my gosh, guys. Sorry, my nose is running. Yeah, stand by. Stay tuned. It's going to be fantastic. Henry V. And the thing that I love about this show is that it's much different than anything we've done before. So, you know, we do site-specific work. Like, one of our most popular shows still to this date, is Antony and Cleopatra, which we did at Recycle here in 2014. And that show, I mean, it was freezing cold in March of 2014 because of something called the polar vortex, but 800 people showed up for the four-show run, which was phenomenal and fantastic. And we got to really celebrate Detroit's rich architectural heritage, its rich history, because Recycle Here is the original home of the Lincoln Motor Company. So how cool was that, that we got to really fuse Detroit and Shakespeare together? Because the one thing that is so awesome about Detroit is there is no lack of cool spaces or venues, and so we want to celebrate those things, celebrate our architecture, celebrate our people, celebrate our community, celebrate our history with Shakespeare. Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. excuse me. So Henry V is the next show that we're going to do. Again, when you get to the fundraiser, you're supporting Henry V. Hamlet is going to be our summer show at New Center Park. We're very excited about that. That's going to take place in July. I'm super stoked, super excited for that show because we're bringing in a director who I very much admire and who is fantastic and whose life has been centered around teaching and directing and producing theater and classical work. And so I'm thrilled, and I can't wait to share more about him with you guys because he is capital A amazing, 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 amazing. So we're so lucky to have him. And yeah, more about that soon. But when you support the fundraiser, you're supporting Hamlet and New Center Park, which is a free show. Henry V tickets. Tickets will be on sale for Henry V, but for those of you who give to the fundraiser, you'll be able to get tickets ahead of anybody else, so that's cool. Just a little note about Henry V again. So, yeah, Hamlet's a free show, and then we're going to close the season in July with a show at the Edsel and Eleanor Ford House. Oh, my gosh, I haven't announced that show, so I'm just sharing it with you guys who are listening to this podcast right now. We're going to do Taming of the Shrew. More on that soon, but when you support the fundraiser, kicking off next week, you're supporting Taming of the Shrew. You're supporting our seasons. As I said, the 2017 and the 2018 season. 2018 is going to be a pretty awesome year because we're going to kick off our outreach. We're currently in pre-production, very, 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 very early planning stages of a collaboration with Fourth Wall Theater, which is a theater that works with people with disabilities. And so we're looking forward to being even more inclusive and sharing this love and this classical, the Shakespearean journey with people from everywhere, from Detroit to outside of Detroit, black people, white people, people with disabilities, people with different abilities, people in schools, people in parks, people in buildings, you know, anywhere that we can share the love. We're looking forward to doing that in 2018 and really pushing our inclusive mission forward. I try not to use the word diversity anymore because I don't know what that means anymore. And it's often mistaken for other things, which I won't even get into. But, yeah, we use the word inclusive now. And I think it's going to be just really interesting to push our mission of inclusivity forward in 2018. And when you support our fundraiser, you're supporting our inclusive work in 2018, our outreach work in 2018. So we're hoping to also include a theater program in a school that's very close to my heart. I won't announce that right now or officially because I'm still in the very, 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 very beginning stages of that. But know that we are going to go into a school that needs it. We all need theater, but this school has a special place in my heart, and I'll share more about that in the future. 2018 is also going to have two of the shows that you're used to, our March show, which will be incredible and site-specific, and then we'll go back to the park New Center Park in July of 2018, as we always do. But we're hoping to raise $150,000 to cover both seasons and to create some sustainability for Shakespeare in Detroit. We don't want to be an ad hoc theater. We want to have a great foundation through our fifth season, which our fifth season concludes in 2018, because we want to make sure that we're around for a long time. And that means planning ahead, raising money now, getting ourselves in a great position to be the Shakespeare company for Detroit. We were so happy to pioneer the first open-air production in 2013, but now we want to really put down or hang up our hats here, because this is home for us. This isn't just a place that we come because we think it's cool, or, I don't know, because of some renaissance or rebirth that people talk about nowadays. This is home for us. For me, I'm from Detroit. 7 Mile in Greenfield. This is home. I want the city to be better, not just because people deserve to have a wonderful quality of life, but because I know these people. I love these people. I'm related to some of these people. I went to school with these people. You know, I am these people. These people are me. And many of our cast members or our company members are from Detroit or surrounding areas. So we're all invested in this community because we love it. We live, we work, and we play here. Thank you, Detroit. Thank you for supporting us and for, allowing us to live, work, and play here. So, yeah, I want to make sure I took notes, you guys, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out that I wanted to share with you. Oh, I almost forgot. Biggest lessons from 2016 was something that I wanted to share with you guys. As I said, I learned a lot from kind of the top of 2016, having a bit of a challenge on my hands with having surgery and then having a show at the beginning of the year that proved to be challenging. We don't need to go into that, but, you know, producing theater is not easy always, and some shows are harder than others, especially when you only have one foot. I learned a lot with our season opener last season, but I think what I learned mostly, or my biggest lesson, was bigger than a show or a season. I realized, because I still consider myself a student, I'm an artistic director and an executive director, but I'm still a student, right? Because while this is season 5 for me, and it's season 4 for Shakespeare in Detroit, I still have a ton to learn. A fool know himself to be wise, but a wise man know himself to be a fool. I think that's how it goes. So I know that I have so much to do, so much to learn. One of the biggest things that I learned this year is that how important it is to find your place, to define your place for yourself and not let others do it for you. Because the only real competition is staring back at you in the mirror. Here's the thing. I realize that when you're doing stuff and if people deem it to be something that's going well, you know, then they find that inspirational and they'll do it too. And then some people will try to pit you against other people, or maybe you feel insecure about someone doing something that might be similar to what you're doing. I don't know. You know, we, as humans, we go through these moments in life where we're afraid of not being successful, or that someone else is doing something, or they are better than us, or they're more worthy than we are. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough knowledge. We don't have enough connections. You know, we always like question ourselves, and I've questioned myself sometimes because that's just the nature of humanity. I think we have those moments. The important thing is to make sure that those moments aren't happening too much. First of all, you really have to build your confidence if you're going to be an entrepreneur. But it takes some time. It really, really does. It's like training for a UFC fight. You know, you can't just walk into the ring and say, hey, I want to fight and beat you up. You know, you have to go to the gym. You have to do different things to make sure that you're working on your wrestling. You're working on your boxing. You're working on your kicking. You know, you have to work on all these different aspects. So it's not something that can happen overnight. You're not going to be perfectly confident overnight. So it's like a muscle, and you really have to work it and realize. And hey, you know what? I'll tell you that the biggest thing for me has been, and if you read my recent op-ed in the Free Press, I really have questioned whether there's a place for me in Detroit sometimes, because with the rebirth or the renaissance, sometimes I don't see artists or arts leaders, rather specifically, who look like me, who are, frankly, women of color. I'll say that out loud. So I've questioned whether I fit into the scope of what people have called the, quote, New Detroit. And it's scary, especially when you love Detroit as much as I do. But, again, the only competition is you, what's looking you in the face or looking at you in the mirror, that person staring back at you, yourself. And you have to realize that it's going to be okay. It really, really is. It's going to be okay. And believe in what cannot be seen. You have to believe in the outcome, because at the end of the day, in life, in love, in work, in everything, you know, you just don't know how it's going to turn out. How scary is that, guys? Oh, I know how scary that is. I'm scared now about some of those things, but I've reminded myself, and I'd like to remind you today, to believe in the outcome, even if you can't see it. Believe that you will be successful. Believe that you are worthy. Believe that you are not enough. Believe that you are capable. 2016 rocked me to my personal, my physical, my professional core. It was tough. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but we made it, you guys. We made it. And we have to believe that those things that rocked us are a part of our training, right? They're part of our story, part of our journey, leading us to success because we are worthy, because you are capable, because we are enough. We have to continue to encourage one another. So I hope that you have felt encouraged by something you heard in this podcast today, and I hope to be completely healed and well and not have this cold the next time you speak to me, which will be every Sunday at 2 o'clock as much as I can help it, because sometimes my schedule is a little crazy. At 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week I'll be interviewing the director of Henry 5, D.B. Schroeder. We'll be talking about the show a little bit more so you can get more insights behind the scenes access to that show. But more than anything, I just want to wish you guys a Happy New Year. I want to ask you to please support Shakespeare in Detroit in 2017. You can actually give today if you like by going to shakespeareindetroit.com and clicking on the Support Us button and giving a tax-deductible donation. Kick the year off right with a donation today. But, yes, I hope that 2017 is a successful year for you, for Shakespeare in Detroit, for the city of Detroit, for everybody, because we all deserve it. We're all worthy. We're all enough. We're all capable. Let's try to lead 2016 in 2016, you guys. Push forward in 2017. Deep breath. We're going to be okay. Let's keep repeating that. We're going to be okay. All right, I'll talk to you next week, and thank you again for joining us today for Detroit Meets the Bard. I'm Sam White of Shakespeare in Detroit. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.